Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Stacy Cross. You're currently listening to the Get Uncomfortable podcast show with your host. I am. The date today is 3/20. Baby, it's the first day of spring. How do you feel about that? You know, it's this time for rejuvenation, change. It's a great time. But outside my home right now, it's about 29 to 35 degrees, I believe. It's still a gorgeous day, though, because I get to see it. I get to see it. I wake up and I'm like a kid, because when I wake up and I realize, wow, I have another chance to advance, I get another day to live my life, I am totally blessed. I am totally given a gift of life every day, every minute, every second that I'm alive. So I try to think about that throughout the day and just continue on this path and this journey. Well, as you know, I have a mailing list and I have a newsletter, and I encourage everyone that's listening to this either on iTunes or Stitcher or any other program that you decide to download podcasts to, I encourage you to go to the website, thecomfortkillers.com, and subscribe to my mailing list. Because what I'm trying to do there is encourage everyone, because we're all comfort killers. I feel like we could build a network of people that's trying to be better. I mean, you don't have to already be a millionaire. You don't have to already do what you love or have the freedom that you love. But we are getting to that place, and we're getting there together. So I encourage you to subscribe. Take the time. Go to the website. Subscribe. I have it all over the place. Subscribe to the newsletter. And, of course, you get the free to download the free handbook that I named The Comfort Killer's Handbook. You can download that. If you want to listen to that in audiobook version, I do have that now for $9.99. And I'm not trying to sell you anything, you know, but I am trying to make you aware that, hey, I'm building products here. This is what I'm going to do. I am going to continue on doing what I love to do forever until it gives me the lifestyle or the freedom to continue doing it. See, right now in a few hours, I have to get up and go to the resource center. I have to get up and go to work for someone else's dream, to work for a company. And I don't treat it as a bad place to be. I actually love what I do. But I need more time to create. I need more time to expand. Of course, you know, my mission is huge. It's crazy big. My goal could move mountains, right? I want to teach 1 million, forget 1 million. I want to teach millions of people how to get uncomfortable so that they could think better, act better, and live better. This is a very short episode. I just wanted to tell you, hopefully you are listening. I want to send a positive, awesome shift vibration to an individual named Erica. Now, Erica, if you are listening, I am glad that I met you. I'm glad that I was able to speak to you and show you that there's a different way to think. There's a different mindset. There's a different way to analyze life. There's a different way to go about life. See, Erica is a individual that works in the same place I work at. So, you know, I work at an airport for an airline. Erica works at an airport for a business partner, for a company that works with our airline. So I met Erica for the first time yesterday. She's a business partner. And I said, hello, how are you? And she's very soft-spoken. And I want her to understand that the attention that she creates gets her to the next level. Okay. I need Erica to wake up. I need Erica to see something else, to get a motivation, to get vibrancy, to be alive. So Erica, thank you for, I seen that you added or you subscribed to our mailing list, to my mailing list for the newsletter. And I appreciate that, because I gave you a card. And that's one thing that I do is, you meet people and you start to see that you can make a difference in their lives with the products or with your type of message that you're sending, and you could really shift them. And then you do an actionable. The actionable is, here's my card. Go to the website, read some articles, do what you need to do. Here's my card. And then you get ones that just like, hey, what was your website again? Or, you know, those are the ones that I don't even bother with. But Erica took my card yesterday. Erica took my card and said she was going to go check it out. And she was appreciative of the message or the feeling that I gave her, the inspiration that I gave her in just that short amount of time. So I looked into myself yesterday and I said, man, that's what I love doing. I even put it on Twitter, guys, and you can follow me on Twitter. Add me. My handle is Stacy A. Cross, S-T-A-C-Y, the letter A, and the word cross, C-R-O-S-S. So go find me on Twitter. I had to jump on Twitter real quick to acknowledge the fact that I am aware of how I feel by giving people inspiration and motivation. It makes me happy. It makes me feel alive. These are the type of things that make me just walk around so powerful in my stance that I cannot be stopped, because I'm helping people. I'm supporting people. I'm doing a universal good, ladies and gentlemen. And I might be like a rude awakening sometimes, because I come in and I come in fast and I come in hard and I come in like, wow, Stacy, what the hell, who are you? I come in very powerful on our first meet. Sometimes people might get offended if their emotions aren't in order. They might feel like, who is she to say that? You know, what does she want? And you have to understand that we only want good for you. You know, so I'm not going to sit here and baby anyone. That, you know, I'm not sitting here and saving anyone. All I'm doing is giving you the tools and showing you the support and giving you the entire resource collection. So you don't have to go through life trying to figure it out. Like I have for the past 15 years, I've been trying to figure it out. I started off with trying to read insightful things, then went to a hippie, then went to a conspiracy theorist, then went to, you know, it was all these different levels of finding out who I am to find right now to where I'm happy to be able to help people understand that success, life, money, wealth, health, happiness, family, freedom. Those are important. Not going out to the club, spending money. For instance, I was laying down one night and Siobhan was watching HGTV, the only channel that it seems to stay on. And HGTV, in the commercial, so I'm listening because I'm like, I don't know if I was just laying there falling asleep or whatnot. I was listening, and then every commercial that I heard in between the show, in between the episode, was trying to sell you something, right? Everything. It was Scott's paper towel, tissue, a car. One even came on for a house. Which one was the best toothpaste? The Wendy's or whatever. It was consumer, 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 consumer TV show. TV show went to commercials. Consumer, 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 be a consumer, be a consumer, be a consumer, TV show. So how the hell do you think that you could sit there and watch TV and not think that you're brainwashed to go to Applebee's, to go to Target, to go to Walmart, to go start couponing, to go? You always are trying to consume something. They want you to try to consume something. Who the hell is they anyway? You know? Media wants you to go consume something. No one's telling you to go create something. They're not saying, hey, listen, hey, you sitting there on the couch, on the TV, you know, watching the TV right now. Have you created something? Get off the bed now and go write an ebook about how to A, B, C, D, E. Get off the thing right now and go build an experience. No, but it's like, hey, come to my store. Look at me. And advertisers get paid big, big, big. Advertisements, you know, they have to pay to stay there. They have to pay to stay there to brainwash you, because you are a consumer, man. So get off of the consuming path and get into the creating path, okay? Because at the end of the day, I'm a consumer, right? But I'm also a creator, so I'm an aware consumer. If I don't need it, I'm not getting it. I don't need to go shopping just to go shopping. I don't need to have shit just to have shit. I get it because it makes me feel good. Some of the things I purchase makes me feel good. You know? But I'm not, it's a brainwashed cycle. And if you are not aware, then you're just on an automatic mode. You get paid, you do what's fun, you half the shit you don't even read or watch or wear or eat or whatever. You don't do that anymore. It's a different trend, new commercial, whatever. I felt myself going deeper in it. It was the Audi commercial, and I was like, wow, look at that Audi. Look at that Audi. They're talking to me. Yeah, right. So at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, you have to be aware. I'm not saying you gotta shut out going to have fun. All right. What I call fun and what you call fun might be two different things. I'm just saying you have to be aware and you have to create. You're doing all this consuming, but you're not creating. So, world and Erica, I am here. Really, I am. Enjoy your day today. It's a beautiful, beautiful March 20th. There will never be another one like it. And of course, the time on my watch is 10:14 in the AM. I appreciate you guys deeply. Remember, subscribe and stay in tune. Be aware. I am Stacy Cross.